You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi had cried for terrorists after the Butler House encounter in 2008, Bharatiya Janata Party President JP Nadda claimed on Wednesday. Addressing an election rally in Bihar's Madhubani, Nadda accused the Congress and its allies of always standing in support of those who try to weaken India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's remarks at an election rally in Rajasthan on Tuesday, stating that the Congress was trying to give reservations to Muslims by reducing the quota for the scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and other backward classes, brought to the fore the debate over provision of reservations to the Muslims in Andhra Pradesh. Food insecurity worsened around the world in 2023, with some 282 million people suffering from acute hunger due to conflicts, particularly in Gaza and Sudan, UN agencies and development groups said Wednesday. Rishabh Pant's return to full fitness has been one of the many sub-stories in the 2024 season of the Indian Premier League, IPL, and on Wednesday, the Delhi Capitals captain showed that he is well and truly back to his athletic best. Pant smashed an unbeaten 88 of 43 balls in an innings that included 5 fours and a whopping 8 sixes. Royal commentator Tom Quinn weighed in on Prince Harry's decision to change their residence from the UK to the US, saying the Duchesses are out of touch, that they thought Frogmore would always be there for them.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.